Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 10th of April 2022. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Peter, VK7PD, produced and edited by Ross Kelly. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.67 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. On 7.14 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 14.13 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. And on 28.525 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. We also go out on UHF CB Channel 15, thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC, in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern VK7 and on VK7RTC in southern VK7. Safety communications, Targa, Tasmania. Gavin, VK7HGO, is in urgent need of three teams of two for Friday, 29 April, and four teams of two for Saturday, 30 April, to be part of the Targa communications team. This is for around the northwest and north coast area. We need you for SOS or repeaters as needed. Targa will pay for fuel and accommodation if needed. Could you please let Gavin know ASAP if interested? At either email vk7hgo@wia.org.au or mobile 040-772-4431. 73, Gavin O'Shea, VK7HGO, Targa Communications. WIA News, WIA AGM and Virtual Conference, Antarctic Gateway. Antarctica really is an amazing place, and the WIA AGM and Virtual Conference is showcasing Antarctic history, adventure, global research and communications challenges. It is being held on Saturday, May 7, 2022. The morning consists of the online annual general meeting, and the afternoon is the online virtual conference with the theme Antarctic Gateway, and will be coming to you from Hobart, Tasmania. To book for the AGM and the virtual conference, head to the link on the email edition of this broadcast. For more information about the virtual conference, go to the link on the email edition of this broadcast. We look forward to seeing you on the stream. 73 WIA Virtual Conference Organising Committee. Contest News. John Moyle Memorial Field Day. Thanks to everyone who operated in the John Moyle Memorial Field Day weekend. At the time of writing, there were already 19 logs submitted, which is many more than last year, so a great result already. If you operated and have not put in a log, then please complete the details and submit your text file to email jmfd2022@wia.org.au. Logs have to be with the contest manager by midnight, 12th April 2022. 73 Richard, VK7ZBX. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits of the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 Al, VK7AN, Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. A lot to cover this week, but first up, we welcome a new call sign to the airwaves, Rob VK7FUJ. If you hear the call sign, break the ice, say hi, and make him feel welcome. The following item is courtesy of Alan, VK7BO, who reports. The result of the 22 RSGB Commonwealth Contest, Beru, were announced on Thursday morning. Australia Team 1 were once again the winners of the team section. Keen competition from ZL, VE and UK stations. Congratulations to NTARC member Alan, VK7BO, who was operating in Team 1. A good effort indeed. As promised, an update on last weekend's equine ride held at St Helens, so over to Roger, VK7ARN. NTARC, assisted by a contingent from Wison South, provided rider tracking and safety communications for a new equine endurance event based out of the St. Helens Equestrian Grounds, run by the Suncoast Pony and Riding Club under the Portland Endurance Riders banner. The track included part of the 2011 State Championship course, which, as a lead-up event to the 2012 Tom Quilty Cup, was familiar to those assisting at these events. At St. Helens this time, from NTARC, Idris VK7ZIR, Stefan VK7ZSB, Andre VK7ZAB, Peter VK7SP, Peter VK7KPC, Roger VK7ARN, and from Wison, Justin VK7TW, Anthony VK7AG, and Randall VK7WK. All were in St. Helens over Friday and Saturday night, split between Tuffy's camping on the ride base and the Softies at more salubrious accommodation in town. The whole group dined on both evenings at a St. Helens eatery and was supplied by the ride organisers with egg and bacon sandwiches for early breakfast on Saturday morning. There were three rides, sharing part of the one track. The 20-kilometre riders went part way and then turned back. The 40-kilometre did one loop of the 40-kilometre long track, whilst the 80-kilometre riders did two loops of the same track. It's often difficult for ride organisers to find tracks with an optimum of surface and outlooks, but the consensus was that this one well fitted the bill, with a combination of open paddocks, a quiet country road, and a great stretch of forest tracks. Although there were only three physical checkpoints, multiple passes resulted in 17 checkpoints in all. Communications were good, though the most distant checkpoint experienced some issues during the final survey. All crews departed St. Helens for home at various times on Sunday morning, the main NTARC group towing the safety communications trailer. Thank you, Roger, for the update. I must add a big thank you to Roger on behalf of the crew for his excellent organisational and mapping skills in preparation of repeater and checkpoint location down to predicted signal strength from terrain and path profile calculations. This at least allows us to be prepared for what we might encounter on sites that have not been used before. A lot of work that saves a lot of stress on the day. Roger's full blog story, more information and pictures can be found on the NTARC website under the menu item Blogs.
You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast.
Now over to Idris, VK7ZIR, to bring you up to speed on the happenings at last Wednesday Club Tech Night. A good turnout tonight with much to be learned. Peter, VK7KPC, was working on some ex-military equipment. Why do I not find this strange, hi-hi? He was analysing an antenna string consisting of a rejector unit, VHF, number 3, connected to an externally mounted vehicle coupling unit with antenna. With a U-Kit analyzer replacing the usual Larkspur B47 transmitter, it was real-time sweeping and showing the passband changes as the rejector unit was adjusted. From results obtained, Peter is going to try using the rejector to provide enough isolation between transmit and receive for a 6-meter repeater trial. Good luck, Peter. Stay tuned for an update. Next, we had a presentation from Lionel, VK7LB. Lionel is a vacuum tube aficionado par excellence and has an extensive collection. From the UK perspective, they are valves, and from the other side of the Atlantic in the US, they are tubes. I have always known them as valves, so will continue as such. Lionel had brought along a selection of small valves from his vast collection to show us and concentrated his presentation on valve miniaturization. What followed was a fascinating talk covering the evolution of hearing aids, also called deaf aids in the US. Initially, electronic hearing aids were cumbersome units that were in several parts worn on the body. With the requirements for miniaturization, the pressure was on for smaller and smaller valves to be developed. Some of Lionel's valves, like the DF67, only measured 26 millimetres long by 7.8 millimetre diameter and operated with a 1.4 volt filament drawing 10 milliamps current. Valves continued to dominate in this role for years after the construction of the first commercial transistors. Initially, transistors were much larger and exhibited poorer performance characteristics when compared to valves. Also in his collection are examples of miniature audio wire recorders used extensively in areas such as clandestine recording, dictaphones, and aircraft black boxes. The miniature valves were a feature of these devices. The recorder he had brought along was a Minifon MI-51 from the 1950s and was in excellent condition with many accessories such as microphone and earpieces. He also described in the different types of batteries used in these devices. His broad knowledge of this subject caused many questions and much discussion late into the evening. Thanks, Lionel. We will look forward to more talks on other aspects of your collection. If you are interested in wire recorders and allied equipment, there is a very good Russian website. The link for this is available in the text version of the broadcast. That just about wrapped up the proceedings. So cheerio until next time. 73 from Idris VK7ZIR. Thank you, Idris, for this summary of what was a truly enlightening presentation. Upcoming events. Club General Meeting, Wednesday, 13th April, held at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. At this point, it will be standard agenda. If you have items that you would like added to the agenda, please email the secretary at ntarc.emails@gmail.com no later than Tuesday, 12th April. The meeting will be followed by supper, donation of cake slices, etc. would be appreciated. Club Tech Night, Wednesday, 20th April, held at the NTARC Club Rooms, 7:30 p.m. until whenever. Equine Endurance Event, Saturday, 23rd, Sunday, 24th of April, held at Wattlewood Park, Sassafras. The NTARC Safety Communications Team has been asked to provide safety comms. The rides will be 160 metres, 80 kilometres and 40 kilometres spread over a two-day event. We will be providing base comms, checkpoints and RFID tracking of the rider's progress. If you are at a loose end, it is a pleasant 1 hour or so drive from Launceston. Drop in, have a chat and drink and see how the safety communications team utilises voice and data skills to provide early support. TASNET and TechNET, Wednesday, 27th April. TASNET CW course on 3580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNET on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will again be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Coffee morning. There will be no coffee morning next week, the 15th of April, as it falls within the Easter period. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly broadcast, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks, from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club next meeting. The club held its bi-monthly meeting on the 2nd of April at our usual venue, the Scout Hall in Ulverston. Club member Terry, VK7JAI, a retired broadcast engineer, conducted a presentation on a couple of projects he is working on. Terry, who is very used to building circuits with valves, etc., is embracing ICs, which consolidates many components to achieve his aim, like the IC3361, a low-power, narrow-band FMIF IC. Terry is making the circuit boards and adding minimal extra components, so the project was very small in size. As the club is holding a fox hunt in mid-May, Eric VK7EV brought along a 2-metre, 3-element tape measure beam he has constructed and also did a demonstration on using your body and a handheld radio for DF purposes. Club members then enjoyed afternoon tea and socialised, an enjoyable afternoon. The club is also very grateful to VK7RI and wife Mari and NTARC members Idris VK7ZIR, Andre VK7ZAB and Stefan VK7ZSB, who got up very early to assist our members at the Kentish Endurance Ride on the 19th of March. Club members attended the Ross Meet the Voice and brought along radio technical books and radio-related material from the estate of the late Barry Fraser, VK7BR, which were snapped up by amateurs with the remainder donated to NTARC. Two of Barry's radios were donated to NTARC to be given to a new amateur to help them get on air. Technical manuals, etc., donated to the club by VK7EH were also on offer, with the remaining books donated to Reist. 73, Eric, VK7EV, News Officer, Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. News from the South. Wyson, Tasmania South. Stir Ride Call. Mark Dunn from Southern Tasmania Equine Riders, Stir, has asked for our assistance at an endurance ride to be held near Hamilton on Saturday, 14th May. It will probably involve a stayover on the Friday night, ready for an early-ish start. This is a great opportunity to see what is involved with safety communications for an equine endurance ride, and you will be put with an experienced operator to learn the ropes. In the meantime, please circle the date, and if you can attend, please let Rod, VK7TRF, know via email at rojo3kel@yahoo.com.au. 73 Rod, VK7TRF, Wyson Operations Manager. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, Reist April Presentation Night, a day in the life of a broadcast audio technician. We thank Andrew Johns, VK7AJ, who came along to give us a wonderfully personal and detailed account of his audio journey, and the amazing thing is, this is what Andrew does when he's not working. I'm not sure how he does it. If you take a look at the video on the night, we apologise for the missing audio for a few minutes at the start of the presentation, and the irony of this is not lost on us. Andrew's interest in all things audio started with his father David Johns, VK7DJ Silent Key, with his engineering background, passing on his skill and knowledge. Andrew began with audio in theatre and live communications productions. Andrew gained a reputation as a highly skilled monitor and on-stage mixing technician, and this saw him mix for many bands, Dark Mofo and Mona events. Through a series of fortuitous events, Andrew moved into broadcast audio, and this included Big Bash Cricket, BBL and WBBL, football, AFL and AFLW, NBL, basketball and rugby. Andrew has mixed audio in many locations around Australia, including Alice Springs, Victoria, Queensland, and New South Wales. This all led to a wonderful opportunity of recently being part of a test cricket audio team at Blunston Arena, Belrive Oval. Andrew went through the impressive NEP Fox equipment that is brought into the state to host a global event like an Australia-England test match. Andrew finished off with applying this knowledge during COVID at his local church to provide online video and audio feeds of services during the lockdown, and this has developed into a professional setup that is continuing to be used to reach online audiences. Again, a huge thank you to Andrew for giving us this time. 73, Justin, VK7TW.
You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast.
Training and Assessment. Reist's next Foundation License Training and All License Assessment Day is Saturday, the 28th of May, 2022. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, Reist Learning Organiser, know by phoning 0417 391 607 or email assessor@reast.asn.au. Check out the REST Foundation licensed training videos that can be found on the REST YouTube training and assessment playlist. And check out the REST Facebook page events for further details. 73, Reg, VK7KK. DATV Experimenters Night. We get back underway with our DATV Experimenters Night this Wednesday night with a host of items of interest. Antarctic messages, low-key magazine, D-class amp interference, early printer interfaces, AR magazine, and much more. We go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T, 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 and can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the REST YouTube channel. 73, Justin, VK7TW. AMSAT News. AMSAT Discord server open to all. AMSAT is pleased to announce the availability of a Discord server for the amateur satellite community. Discord is a text, voice, and video client that has become very popular in recent years. Discord will provide the amateur satellite community with an additional option for communication among each other in real time. Discord provides several neat features, including the following: ability to create channels to organize different conversation topics, hosting of events that can include voice or video chat, for satellite launch parties, use of bots to automate useful actions. Try typing /TLEAO92. More commands are in development. Notification of Twitter posts of interest. Currently only following @AMSAT Twitter account. A special section of the server is reserved for AMSAT members. Details are in the email edition of this broadcast on how AMSAT members can gain access to their dedicated channels. Sourced from the AMSAT News Service. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTAR WWFF Group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTUC Friday coffee session. Rochalie Club Rooms, Launceston from 10 a.m. NTARC Club Tech Night, Wednesday 20th of April from 19:30 hours in NTARC Club Rooms. NTARC Testnet and Technet, Wednesday 27th of April, Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and a Technet on 3567 from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. NWVK7, Wednesday from 2000 Local, NW Tassie Amateur Repeater Net Group on VK7RMD. NWVK7, Thursday commencing at 0930 UTC, 2030 Local, NW Tassie 2 meter TX Net 144.190 USB upper sideband, REST Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. REST WAGS, Wednesday afternoon group meet in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. REST DATV Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVB-T, RF and YouTube streaming. Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.64 MHz commences at 6 p.m. AEST. Events, NTARC, 13 April, Club General Meeting at the NTARC Club Room, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. AR Worldwide, 18th of April, Worldwide Amateur Radio Day. WIA, 7th of May, WIA AGM, stream from Hobart, 10:30 to 12:15, then the virtual conference, Antarctic Gateway Zoom, stream from Hobart, 1300 to 1700. A reminder to all those people rostered for next week's broadcast, Reader VK7RI. Repeaters, REST, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres, any takers. 80 metres, VK7TPE. 40 metres, VK7ALH. 20 metres, VK7JGD. 10 metres, VK7DG. UHF CB15. VK7FMAC. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeater VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 amateur radio news for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard on 0900, followed by VK7 amateur radio news around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to the VK7ARnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 amateur radio news group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 7-3 and stay safe from Peter, VK7PD.